Big story broke at 1 o'clock. Nebraska has fired Sean Eichhorst. He is out as athletic director. Here we go with the craziness. Chancellor Ronnie Green will meet with the media in an hour. Said, quote, Sean has led Nebraska athletics in many positive ways, but those efforts have not translated into on-field performance. Our fans and student-athletes deserve leadership that drives the highest level of competitiveness as well as excellence across all facets of Husker athletics. You ain't getting the job done. I mean, you tell me, what has Sean Eichhorst done well and done right since he's gotten here? Like, I go all the way back, the phony policies he made up about, you know, I don't comment on coaches during the season with Bo Pelini, lets him burn in uncertainty, and then gives him an extension and a raise for 1 year, then fires him. Then he goes rogue, doesn't consult anybody or a search committee or anything like that, and hires a 61-year-old coach in Mike Riley that was a big-time off-the-grid kind of hire. The way he's handled Tim Miles the past 2 years has been a head-scratcher. Lets that situation burn in uncertainty with no comment. Then he tweets a statement of support, and then runs out of the building after the Big Ten tournament. Then you have, even last week, the Black Friday debacle. I mean, that situation just was so mismanaged and terrible and flip-floppy and awful. Then you have the Northern Illinois loss, and I said the fact that he went and spoke to the media after the game was a window into how he was feeling about his situation and his job status. He was feeling the heat. Well, it took just a couple of days to get the suits in a room and get the powers that be to make a decision to cut ties with this guy. And it now makes things pretty interesting now for this football team for the rest of the year. But Sean Eichhorst is out. All right, let's grab a couple of these phone calls here. Aaron is up next. Aaron, fire away.
Nick, did you seriously just get... Don't you think this is going to hurt recruiting guys?
pretty much. Can you set that guy straight for me? I mean, like, the people that are talking about that, like, what are you talking about?
You don't make decisions for the University of Nebraska, million-dollar decisions, on the decisions that 18-year-old and 17-year-old kids are going to make in a few months. You just don't do
it. You don't do it. Amen.
That's all I got.
Yeah, amen, Aaron. I mean, the idea, it's like, oh, yeah, I'll fire Eichhorst now, he might not get Buki. Will you shut all the way the hell up? Oh, man. You know? Yeah, Damon texts me. It's a good point. He says, that's why I said on Saturday, put himself on the clock. By going and meeting with the media and the nuts and bolts of what he said, he put himself on the clock. I think that was crystal clear. The fact that he went and spoke with the media tells you a lot. And now he's out. All right, John, fire away.
All right, my question here, since we're on the coattail, well, Eichhorst is gone and Riley's going to be gone here pretty soon. So I'm going to bring up two things and have you eat away.
Okay.
The president of Youngstown State's Jim Tressel. Why don't we bring him in as AD? And then his son's already here. Let's bring Les Miles in as head coach. What do you think of that?
John, I appreciate the phone call. I don't mind the Tressel thing. I'm not a fan of the Les Miles move. I that's been thrown out there a lot. Les Miles is the next head coach. I don't like that. I think you want to, I want a guy that's on his way up, not a guy that is, I don't want a retread. I don't want a guy that has, been let go somewhere and now coming back. In all reality, I think when you look at the level of recruiting that Les Miles got at LSU, I would say maybe underachieved there. I'm not a huge fan of the Les Miles thing, but that's a conversation for another day. There's no doubt about that. Let's grab Nebraska ball Mike. What up, Mike?
Holy crap.
Right.
I don't know if we can do this, but I make one call. I know the president of Oklahoma's out at the end of the year. I know Oklahoma's got more money than we do. I know they're paying them a lot of money, but I call Joe Castiglione and I say, come up here. Go get it and let's do this thing the right way.
Yeah.
What you thinking, Nick?
Yeah, I don't. It's hard, Mike. I appreciate the call. I don't know. I think the way you assess an athletic director hire is very complicated, layered. It's not. I don't think you can necessarily say, well, this person did this here, so they'll do this here. Like, I think there's personality, there's fit, there's relationships, there's a bunch of different things that go into it. And I know Trev Alberts, people kind of roll their eyes at that maybe and think, okay, the guy cut football at UNO. Listen, that was probably a decision that needed to be made for the long-term longevity for UNO. I mean, let's be honest, what Trev has done with UNO has been pretty impressive. transitioning him into Division I, Baxter Arena, all that. I think he's done a decent job. And I think because of his football ties, he knows a lot of the same boosters that are in this state. I think it's a situation that would make some sense. But it's hard to kind of get a feel for how to assess an AD situation because it's a little bit different. Oh, my goodness. Let's bang a couple of these out here. Joe, you're up next. Appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Nick, enjoy your show.
Thanks, man.
To me, this is an easy call. There's two ways to live your life. You can be drug around by your nose, by your emotions, or you can look at evidence and make decisions based on evidence.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a shred of evidence that Riley would ever be successful here. Not a bit. So coming before we start conference play is pretty much of a shock. I would be all in for Trev. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that there's a snowball's chance that they would ever look at Craig Bowl?
Oh, I'd never say never. I think there's a chance. I think there's absolutely a chance. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, again, I don't love that either. But I think there's definitely a chance that would be a direction they go. Jeff emails in and says, Nick, I'm still of the opinion Riley can save his job with 8 wins. Thoughts? Maybe. I mean, if he gets to 8 or 9 wins, it's possible. But again, I mean, oftentimes, even with moderately successful coaches, when ADs come in, they want to get their guy in place. I think it all depends on how this new athletic director views Mike Riley and the staff. You know, and then what happens? There's still a lot of football to be played. Let's grab Bob. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you when Mike Riley got fired, guys. I mean, when
Sean Eichhorst
got fired. Eichhorst got fired the day he hired Mike Riley, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something. You look at Trev Edwards up there at UNO.
Yep.
They were not a hockey school, but what they were. But, I mean, what did he do when they went to D1? He went out and got the best coach available. That's what you do. That's what Eichhorst didn't do. That's why he's Gonzo. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You got to go out. I don't want to hear no more people say we can't afford this, we can't get this guy, we can't get this. I'll throw enough money on the table, I'll get Nick Saban down here.
Yeah.
I'll get Belichick down here if there's enough money on the table.
Bob, I appreciate it. Yeah, I hear you. I don't like the defeatist mentality of, like, who are we going to get? No one's going to want to come here. Listen, everybody's got a price. And there still are a lot of yes, I mean, certainly this has been a tumultuous decade, but there still are a lot of things that are attractive about being the athletic director at Nebraska and being the head football coach in Nebraska. And don't ever go down the route and trying to tell you that it's not.
Former players are chiming in on this on Twitter. Tommy Armstrong just tweeted, "Bet my dog Coach Bo is laughing right now."
Yeah, so I've gotten a couple of that. A lot of people, I mean, there's no doubt. There's some validation from Bo on this one. You know, it's just, I mean, again, tell me one good thing that Sean Eichhorst had done that everybody said, you know, God darn, this has been really, really good. He's done a good job with that. I just think this is going to set forth a series of events that, you know, unfortunately, this puts that coaching staff down there in Lincoln on the clock. They got to go deliver. Period. 402-951-1620. Doug is up next. Doug, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Well, just talking about a somewhat of a small story.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said the upper echelons got their mind made up for making a move this fast. They have someone in mind. I think you're right on that. And I think the nail in the coffin was that whole Friday game debacle. I meant when you mess with a shot at national exposure, when we're trying to keep our Husker brand strong, I think that was a nail in the coffin there. And granted, that exposure hasn't really paid dividends lately, but
it's tradition.
When you mess with that, when you mess with tradition, look what happened.
Yep.
Anyways, I appreciate the show, man.
You
keep
got
up
it, man.
The great work.
Thanks, Doug.
Go Big Red, brother.
You got it, man. Appreciate the phone call. I just think last week was just a grotesque miscalculation of the position he holds in terms of the Black Friday thing. It's just kind of was when it was like, man, you don't really get it, do you? You don't really get it, do you? One more call, and Well, I figured this guy might call today. Kool-Aid Steve, floor is yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys have been making fun of me every time I call in and been predicting this about a new AD, okay? Now, at least I had the guts to call it out beforehand. I never heard you badmouth Eichhorst before
me?
He got fired.
Me?
And now I just heard you. Yeah, you.
Steve, that is. Hold on, Steve. Steve. That's a flat out lie. That's a flat out lie. Let me talk. That's a flat out lie. I'll let you make your point, but I'm not going to let you lie to start a show. I have been unbelievably critical of the way he handled Bo, the way he handled Tim Miles, the way he handled this Black Friday thing last week. That is unequivocally a lie, but go ahead.
Why didn't you? You were there Saturday when I called in after the game, you and Damon.
Yes, I was.
And I specifically talked about accountability and how a coach should have accountability when we gave him a contract extension. You didn't mention anything about, well, yeah, he really messed that up or he messed this up. Nothing. So I've never heard you say that Eichhorst until today has done anything wrong.
I mean, Steve, that's just not true. Steve, it's not true. Like, you're to say that I've never criticized Sean Eichhorst is a flat out lie.
To the radio 24/7.
Well, then why make statements of definitive confidence on what I say then?
Well, then I just
have what? Why make a definitive statement of what I say when you then just admit you don't listen to this show every single day? See ya, Steve. Let's go to break. I mean, he wants to make his point. That's fine. You make his point. But don't come on and say, I mean, you host the show. Have I been critical of Sean Eichhorst?
Absolutely.
I have been
absolutely
unbelievably critical of Sean.
If you've listened to this show all week, you've had at least one take per day that's criticizing Sean Eichhorst.
Go to the podcast for Monday. And I spent 15 minutes ripping the guy. Steve? Sheesh. All right, my boys are in here, John and Josh. Get their take on everything. Golly.